From the U.S. Eastern District Court in Richmond, I'm Craig Carper. The conference on jury instructions is underway in the corruption trial against former Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen. Richard Kelsey, Assistant Dean of George Mason Law School, says jury instructions are always a big fight.
They could be critical in the outcome. They usually are. When a judge looks down at a jury and reads these instructions, it is like hearing the voice of God. Most jurors look at that judge and they believe that anything he says or she says is a powerful statement.
Kelsey says the government has a difficult case because most of the evidence is circumstantial.
Like any other case, you've got to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, and you've got to connect these actions in each and every way. And I think that's going to be a hard burden for the prosecution at this point.
Kelsey says prosecutors want a much broader definition of what constitutes an official act by the governor.
Anything that the governor does, in their mind, constitutes an official act of the government. Governor goes to an economic summit somewhere, that's an official act. Governor hosts someone at the governor's mansion, giving them all of the credibility of our government in Virginia, that's an official act. That's the position of the prosecution.
The defense is seeking a far narrower definition of official act.
You need to have me doing some very specific executive action. Me requiring a certain branch or a certain component of my government to do something that benefits Mr. Williams or Star Scientific.
Tomorrow, the jury is expected to hear final arguments. Todd Stone is a partner in the Richmond law firm Stone, Cardwell, and Dinkin.
We've been hearing little pieces of evidence over a long period of time, and so we don't know what jurors have retained what and what they think of it. So they got to go back there and deliberate, but the closing arguments are the time where the lawyers get to put all those pieces together and explain how they fit together. So the next thing is, what does all this stuff mean?
Craig Carper, WCVE News.